just enjoy your fresh croissant and jam. And don't neglect the Belgian waffles. You'll soon forget all your troubles. When you have breakfast on the morning tram.
Mm-hmm. Place to have your breakfast on the morning tram. I wanted to take Stacey Kent right back there, and she joins me here in the studio. Stacey, we love that. That's, of course, from a time when you received a Grammy nomination for that as well, didn't you, that album? Welcome.
I did. Welcome. Thank you so much. It's really great to be here with you, Chris. Thanks a lot.
It's great to have you here. Of course, we see each other more often than people would know about, because we just purely discovered by accident that we actually live opposite one another in London, which is really bizarre. But here we are at Jazz FM. Thanks for coming in, neighbour. I could have just nipped across the road, actually. Maybe do the show from the front room, you know, and then get home real super quick. But tell me, before we talk about your excellent new album, which I've just getting my ears around tenderly, that what are your memories of that time there with Breakfast on the Morning Tram?
Breakfast on the Morning Tram was really the key to everything for me. It was a real turning point, and the turning point that I was looking for and waiting for, because up until that point, and I want to say this correctly in the right order, because I don't want people to think that I was turning my back on the standards by any means, but I had been singing standards up until that point, and yet I had a real itch. I had a real need musically, which I'd like to explain, and it all came with Breakfast on the Morning Tram. When Jim, my husband and producer and sax player, and everybody knows Jim Tomlinson, who happens to be here on my
Hello,
left,
Jim.
And
Hello.
Also your neighbor. When Jim and I met up with the writer, the novelist Kazuo Shiguro, and we started to talk about working on songs together, the thing that I said to them was, on account of the kind of singer that I am, which is more of a storyteller singer, I think with me singing standards one after the other in the formula of singer sings a song, the musicians blow, the singer comes back out, even though I was loving everything about these songs, the rhythms, the groove, the harmony, the melody, and the lyric, of course, it felt formulaic for me, and I felt tied. And I was looking to offset that, still have my love of the standards, but break out a little. And Jim and Ishiguro started writing songs for me, like Breakfast on the Morning Tram, which are basically through composed. It's a story. Now, there's still the quote-unquote, the jazz is going on. The harmony is there. The melody is there. All of the elements are there. But the musicians that I play with are sitting instead on the edge of their seats waiting to embellish this song with me. There's no singer-musician-singer formula anymore. And when we started to put those songs in amongst my repertoire and mix it all up, everything became so much more potent and precious to me. It was everything that I was looking for. Not to mention the fact that these songs were just fantastic. They were so tailor-made for me. Jim and Ishiguro together write these amazing songs, which are sad and melancholic, but full of hope and a great groove, a great story, great melody, have all the properties that I look for in a song mixed in with my own standards. And that's the story.
So, Jim, you do more than just meet me when we put the bins out there.
She keeps me very busy.
Good. Well, listen, we've got your new album, Tenderly. When's it? It's out very soon, isn't it? I think the 13th.
Comes out on the 13th.
And this is a global event here. This is a global thing. Stacey Kent's new album, and it's back to the standards, and we'll talk more about that and about the elements of the album. I'm looking forward to playing you something from that in just a moment here on Jazz FM.
The world's greatest jazz, blues, and soul from the world's greatest artists.
You're listening
to Jazz FM.
Senorita stare and caballero sigh.
tangerine. Raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yeah, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to
Tangerine. Stacey Kent, Tenderly, the brand new album. Is this the first time it's been played in the UK? I certainly hope so. It doesn't matter.
This is the very first time it's been played in the UK, right?
Hearing exclusive music. Stacey Kent joins me here. The first thing I noticed about your album, apart from the obvious thing that it's all standard, Stacey, is that there are no drums. It's a sort of a light quartet featuring another Brazilian legend. What is this thing about you and these Brazilian legends? Roberto Menescal, tell me the story about getting
this
together.
This is amazing. I mean, this happened very naturally. We didn't set out to make this album, but once we figured out what we were doing, it was a must. We met Roberto. Do you remember the last time we spoke, we told you about the time that Jim and I were invited in 2011 to celebrate the 80th birthday of Christ the Redeemer up in Rio. And on that occasion, we were brought in to play with Marcus Valley, which is how the Marcus Valley Project started. But what I didn't tell you was that backstage, there were just a number of our heroes all backstage in the dressing rooms. What was amazing was that they didn't put up any list that night of who would be on. There was no roster. It's Brazil. Everything is just kind of very open. And so when Jim and I arrived, which was already just an inexplicable honor because we were the only two non-Brazilians at this event, backstage, suddenly all these people we knew from record covers, et cetera, our heroes were all there. And one of them was Roberto Menescal. Now, I'll just tell you very quickly, when I met Roberto, we had just come off stage. We'd just finished playing So Nice with Marcus. He's got his guitar in his hand, and he's coming up the stairs to go play two songs from now. And I just looked at him with these eyes wide open because I was just flabbergasted. There was Roberto Menescal. And I went, Roberto. And he looked at me and he went, Stacey. And I was stunned because I had no idea he knew even who I was. And he began to tell me just this huge long list of my records that he knew and he loves and he listens at home with his wife, Yara. And we became fast friends. And he said to us that he came and played with us on Changing Lights after that. But he said, it would be my dream to play, make a record with you or just play with you. You know, his big influence is Barney Kessel. And he loves the Barney Kessel, Julie London records and that really very 50s atmosphere. And you can hear that influence in his music. He's basically the most jazzy of the bossa nova guys. Yeah. And he wanted to make this record. And so, of course, we ran with it. And Jimmy, if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, Roberta's approach and the whole electric thing mixed with bossa nova on these standards, it's pretty fascinating and pretty singular.
Sure. It's he's got this, because of his background in playing bossa nova music, which is basically a kind of music that happens in your living room and it's a voice and a guitar, that was obviously the same aesthetic that he was using in terms of his conceptualizing the arrangements for this album and how he wanted it to sound. And obviously the Julie London, Barney Kessel albums are the same model. So that although this is a jazz album in its standards, there's still that bossa nova aesthetic, although things aren't played as bossa nova. So he gets a very individual sound on the electric guitar because he's playing it finger style like you would a classical or bossa nova style guitar. So it's a very kind of intimate and sweet and lovely sounding record.
Yeah, and then the next thing you know, he's literally in your front room with guitar. You had him over staying. I mean, that's a great way to kind of assimilate two artists together. And you had him staying in the house. And, well, I know this, you see, because as I mentioned, I'm a neighbour. Couldn't bring myself to knock on the door and say hello, but next time I'm there.
He will be back.
He stayed at your house, and then you did some work in the studio together, and it is a fabulous album. We're going to play another one now from the album, Only Trust Your Heart.
Trust the stars when you're about to fall in love. Look for hidden signs before you start to sigh. trust the moon when you're about to taste his kiss. He knows all the lines and he knows how to lie. Just wait. Trust your dreams when you're about to fall in love, for your dreams might quickly fall apart. So if you're smart, really smart, only trust your heart.
Bossa Nova from the album called Tenderly, a standards album from Stacey Kent, who joins me here on Jazz FM, and that was Only Trust Your Heart. Jim featured there on saxophone. Lovely bit of playing there, Jim. And of course, we should mention Jeremy Brown on bass and the great, I call him Roberto Menescal, which is kind of like the right way of saying it, isn't it? But Roberto Menescal, who's on there playing guitar. And you guys, I mean, I don't know how you find the time to make an album. You're always on tour somewhere, in residencies in top jazz clubs around the world. Were you in the Blue Note recently in New York? Or tell me where you've been recently.
Well,
Ronnie Scott's,
York,
of course.
We were just at Ronnie's, and we'll go back there again next September. We're there every year for a week at the end of September. The place we play in New York is Birdland. We play there twice a year. We do a week in the summer and a week in the winter. And it's true, we tour a lot. And I think the reason it works is because we're on the road together. You know, I'm out on the road with my best friend. I'm not having to leave my family behind for months at a time, and it works. But we do take long stretches of time off that I guess people don't realize because they see the listings and they see that we're hopping from country to country. And but we take long stretches off because, one, we want a daily life rhythm, and two, that's when we do get to do this behind-the-scenes work, make the albums, write new songs, come up with the arrangements, and that's really important to us. We don't do that well on the road because there's always so much activity when we're on the road, and we don't get that tranquility. So we try and balance it, and I think we've got a good balance. But we feel incredible privilege to be able to go, no kidding, you know, from country to country, literally, with the Changing Lights. We counted because we were with Sony with the label the other day, and we were doing a whole international roster thing, and we realized we had been with on tour with that album in 38 different countries, and this one will be kind of similar. We leave you to go to the Czech Republic. I mean, to hit places that aren't just the big cities, you know, up in lights, and just meet people you know, it's as simple as this. It's about the humanity. And I know you get this because this is why you do exactly what you do. It's about sharing music with people. And it's without borders. It's without frontier when you make music with people around the world. And it's an unbelievable feeling.
Yes, I can understand how you feel of it as a privilege because, you know, I've seen the reaction to people performing and audiences receiving and stuff. I know you've been signing albums and giving them away already, or people have been buying them and stuff. It's a great thing to do. It's a first standards album for you in 12 years or so, I think. Yeah, 12 years or so. And Roberto Menescal feature. Are you going to take this down to Brazil and perform it down there?
Yeah, we're going to be in Brazil with it, and we'll go to Japan with Menescal, I think. We don't have any European plans. You know, he doesn't want to tour in the same way that we tour, because Yara, his wife, doesn't like to go on the road, and he wants to be with her, and that makes sense. But we will do some live shows. If we do a few here, it will be very, very precious. But we still continue to plan to play with him, maybe, who knows, record again with him. But this album, he said to us, was his dream, and my God, it was our dream. And to make a record as intimate as this, referencing the bossa nova and that kind of minimalism and yet playing standards, just felt so right. The timing was so right.
With the bossa nova jazz fingers and green fingers of Roberto Menescal. He's a bit of a gardener, isn't he, you're saying?
He cultivates and crossbreeds bromelia plants. And that is his other life. People don't realize this about Menescal, but that is basically his second trade.
Yeah, there is a hybrid bromelia out there now, which is called Stacey Kent.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if you go to Stacey's Facebook page, you'll find pictures of it. And
how about that? A flower named after you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Jim Tomlinson, Stacey Kent, thank you so much for joining me today and allowing us to play stuff from your new album, Tenderly. Great
thank
to have you.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Let's get what we can in of this. This is another one from the album, If I Had You.
Could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my bells. Never mind. I could start my life anew if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross a burning desert. Be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor.
A little bit more Stacey there. You can hear this album on Jazz FM in the next coming couple of weeks for sure. But Mark Walker's here with the collection next.
At the Volkswagen used car event, we've deposit contributions from...